Let's do this, baby.
Love Talk Radio.
In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boy said it wasn't gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Ooh, you guys already know, baby.
Ooh.
Yeah, you like that, don't you, you little freak?
I do, man.
It is your boy, Tetra Belize. No homo, a little bit homo, some of the homo, all the homo. You feel
me,
doctor?
All the homo, you feel me?
I feel you.
Let's play it.
Come on, let's go and find some kicks.
You
already know, baby. It's that DJ. Oh, no.
No, it's not.
It's that doctor.
It's that spicy doctor.
It's that doctor.
It's that DJ.
Dr. Bones.
And I.
Homo, slap my butt cheeks and slap my face. This is Dr. Bones.
Mm. It's your boy, Tetra.
Guys, I just want to say something. This is the first time ever in studio. I'm not wearing a shirt. I'm just sitting here just chilling like, I don't know.
Rock hard nipples, baby. I like the way you roll.
Would you say rock hard nipples?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got love on my mind. What's up? Nah, but seriously, that's disgusting. I don't know, man. We came in the studio and it was like super hot in here, man. Like, there's flies sweating. I was like, dang, that fly sweating, you know. We're in trouble today.
Sipping lemonade. Damn, dude.
That fly was up there sipping on his gin and juice. And I was like, oh, man, something's wrong with that fly's getting it on. Oh, he's getting it on now.
Oh, you see me? I get a fly.
Get a fly? Get that girl. No, but seriously. It's like super hot in here, man. I'm telling Ted to take off his shirt, but he won't do it.
Yeah, you know, looking for free but touching will cost you, doctor.
Oh, yeah, that's why I just pulled out $2,000 out of my wallet. Laid on the ground, give it to me.
Oh, dude, all I got is like a $2 million
yeah.
On me.
That's why some homeless guy came up to me and he was like, can you spare a dollar? I was like, oh, sorry, homie, I carry hundreds. And then he was like, all right.
Oh, never mind. Too rich for my blood.
You're too rich for me, homie.
Dude, doctor. Okay,
man.
It was like last Sunday, I think. Well, me and my family, right? Mostly just me and my two brothers, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Ever since I was like 5 years old,
mm-hmm.
We've watched every single WrestleMania, right?
Dude, me
homo.
Too. No,
right?
No homo. I watch it all the time.
Right? Okay,
yeah.
Well, once a year I watch it, but...
Yeah. No, not all the time I watch it.
Okay. We went down to that Peter Piper. You know the one on like 67th and something?
Yeah, the one
across the street from Fry's right there?
Yeah, by my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going over there, right?
Lived, huh?
Okay. We get our pizza. We're driving down. Some cholo guy's walking out, with his girlfriend thing, and then he's pushing his baby in a stroller.
Yeah.
We have a window rolled down. He walks up to us. He's like, hey, man, from the bottom of my heart, with all my love and my soul, can you spare me a couple of dollars? Because it's my daughter's birthday, and I want to take her somewhere to eat.
Damn.
And so my brother, he was like, nah, bro, I don't have any money, you know, I mean, I would, but I don't carry cash.
Uh-huh.
He starts walking away, and me, you know, being the jokester that I am,
yeah.
Out the window, I was like, hey, I want you to get a job, you bum, you're a pathetic dad.
Oh, my God.
He turns around, and I don't know what he was going to do, I really just peeled out. But dude, isn't that pathetic? It's your daughter's birthday, and you can't even afford anything. Like,
sad, man. Well, it's sad on both your guys' part. I can't believe you said that.
Well, dude, come on, man. Why would you have a family if you know you can't support it?
That's true, dude. Like, this kid I know named Rudy Cervantes. I mean, I don't know what.
Bro, I gotta go.
No, but seriously, like, that's a life lesson for you guys listening, man. You don't have kids unless you got some dough. You know what I'm saying? Stashed away.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, if you can't support yourself.
I mean, how you gonna support a baby?
Yeah, I mean, maybe two babies, but not just one.
Exactly.
Don't be
stingy. I'm going to be kind of mean, but you know how kind of Mexican people are. They're like, if I have one baby, you know, why can't I have 20, you know? And they start popping them out like pills, you know?
I mean, they're like, you know, I don't know, popping them out like Tic Tacs.
You know, they're popping them out like rabbits, you know? Like, it's just whatever. Like, all the time, man. Like, I don't know. It's craziness, guys. Don't have kids unless you...
But it's whatevs, guys.
God.
Have kids if you want.
Do what you want. Do what you want. That's all I have to say about that. Hear the song. Do you hear the song right here? You like the song,
Mushroom? Yeah, okay, I'm feeling it.
I love that song. The song's called Musha Boom. And speaking of Musha Boom, I, T-Dog Miranda, a.k.a. T-Wad, a.k.a. Dr. Bones, a.k.a. Razzle Dazzle, went to the Maryville Dance Concert today, you know, to review it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, you know, you got to give one of the critiques.
Exactly, and me and my sister were part of, I don't even know if Tetra knows this, but we're part of this dance company called Royal Dance Works, and Summer
with the A, right? Not the E, Summer.
Yeah, Summer. Dude, she's crazy. Like, she's like a beast at dancing, and she like choreographer. She choreographs all these dances. There you go.
I was kidding.
I just sort of look at him and his shirt's off and his pants are off and he's like having a heart attack. No, but she choreographed all that stuff and she was like, she reviewed it, I reviewed it. I mean, it was really good and it was good stuff, man. Summer wrote down four people. So if any of them are listening, you know, I mean, I don't know who's listening. These are Summer's four top dancers. You ready?
Okay.
Hold on a second. She gave it to me on a piece of paper.
Did she give it to you on a piece of paper?
Dude, she gave it to me on a piece of wood.
She uses nails. Yes, of course.
She uses her. Well, secret's out, guys. I live in a gutter. But here we go. Her dancers. She said Priscilla. It's going Priscilla Allen.
Okay.
She says she likes her.
Priscilla Hound?
What?
She a dog?
No. Priscilla Allen.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Priscilla Allen. Was going to Hosanna Chisholm. It's her second favorite one. Her third one was going to Adriana.
Okay.
And the fourth one was a girl named Bernice. So, yeah, good stuff, man. Those were her top four. So she told me that she liked them the best. I don't know if her opinion matters, but...
That's good stuff, man.
Good stuff. We have a hand raised right now. I don't know if I want to answer this. It's kind of scary.
You know, I hope it's not that stalker. Let's put him on. You want to?
Oh, I don't hope it's not that stalker. I'll pee myself. But hold on a second. Let me get the road jack. Mickey, get that ready, homie, because I don't trust. All right, here we go. Caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Hey.
Oh, my God.
All right, you gotta like your smile, tonight. Man.
What's up, man?
How you guys doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm doing great, you know, to living life to the fullest.
How you doing?
I'm amazing, man.
It's amazing.
Are you amazing right now, bro?
Yeah, I am.
So what are you doing?
I am the truth.
What?
What are you saying to me?
What do you want from me? No, I have a question. You ready? Sir? Madam? I have a question. What'd you eat for dinner tonight?
I ate some meatloaf.
Meatloaf?
With some chicken on the side.
What a coincidence.
I was looking for pepperoni pizza, and he went with the meatloaf.
Who was that, you know?
No, I don't know.
Dang.
Why?
I don't know. It just sounds really familiar.
You want the meatloaf?
I'm not even kidding.
Dude, the meatloaf. The meatloaf is the way to go, you know?
Hey, just real quick, I put it out there. If you guys want to say something on the air, if you called in, I don't know if you could do it from the web. I've never done it, but
yeah.
If you called in from a phone... Push the numero uno, number one, for all those Mexicans out there. Push number one on your phone. You know, you'll pop up. You know, we'll put you on. And, give a little shout out, whatever you want to say, what's on your mind. What's
yeah,
on
totally.
Your
all you guys out there listening right now, press one. If we have any the dancers from the Maryville show, you know, listening right now, press one and tell us what's up. You know, I mean, it'd be beautiful, wouldn't it?
I think it would be magnificent.
It'd be magnificent.
That's the word. If that's the word I'm looking
beautiful.
For.
Beautiful, but yeah, the dance. I give it a. What do I give it? I give it a 6.9 out of 10. I never get perfect tens. Nothing's perfect in this world. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, Doctor.
My favorite movie in the world, 500 Days of Summer, that gets a 9.7. I mean, nothing's perfect, you know? Nothing's perfect.
Every time I go over, man, that's all we do is watch that movie.
You guys, Tedra hates 500 Days of Summer. I mean, I play it for him so many times. He's like,
I love it because Hit Girl's in it.
Yeah, the little girl's in there. She's super sick, but literally she's sick, guys. She's dying. Pay her some money. She has cancer. But, no, it's good stuff, man.
Speaking of going to the house, man, real quick.
Yo.
When was it? When did I go over there?
You came over here every day. No, you came on, I don't know, it was
Monday, right? No, Tuesday.
Tuesday. You came on Tuesday, man.
Okay, came on Tuesday, guys, right? Doctor had his videos.
I used to carry a giant camcorder, like, the size of Rhode Island on my back. Like, this camcorder is massive, no joke.
Yeah, it's so like, okay. I think it was just was it the last day of 8th grade, or was it just a random day?
It was a random day.
And, like, we're watching it. Like, it was the funniest thing. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, my voice, if you ever listen to the Chipmunks album,
dude,
that's how it is. Like,
it's
not
exactly like the Chipmunks. And you, for a second, you're like, this ain't true, man. This is fake, you know?
Yeah, like, I dubbed it or something.
Yeah. This is, like, totally true, though. And, like, I was sitting there. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I used to hang out with a dude that had a voice like this?
Yeah, like, okay, so... 8th grade, I was like 4'7", guys.
4'7", tipping 300 pounds, I mean.
It wasn't good. It wasn't a good situation.
It wasn't good. And he revealed the secret to me, because Tetra always used to wear this Diamondback sweater all the time, right?
Yeah.
And you know why? Because the clothes are stinky underneath them.
Yeah, I was a dirty boy, guys. That was before I, you know, God.
That's why he always wore that sweater every middle of summer. Wore
like,
sweater.
It was the middle of it was a Diamondback sweater, and everybody just thought I wore it because I loved it. I mean, I do, you know.
Yeah.
But like, sometimes I wouldn't even wear a shirt under there. I would just wear like a plain white shirt and get away with it, you know.
You go completely nude, you know, just wearing that sweater. Sometimes you even come to school with pants. You just had that sweater on, and like, you didn't even realize it. You were like, oh, there's a Diamondback sweater again. Oh, there's ding-a-lings hanging out. I don't know. Sometimes it's just like, you know, it's whatever. Hold on, I have a little dingling story, I guess you can say.
What?
No.
Speaking of Ron Jeremy,
I was unwrapping a blow pop. No, this is horrible, guys. Don't do this to your kids, okay? Just don't.
I'll try not to.
For the love of God, don't do this. But we're watching home videos, right? And this is Tetra was on one of the home videos. That's where the 8th grade stuff was, you know. And we went back to, like, 2000, right? 2000, what? I had to be, like, 8 years old, right?
Like, 7 or 8,
7 or 8, I had to be around there. And Summer was, like, this is my sister, guys, Summer. She's a crazy person.
She's a devil.
She had to be at least, like, 3 years old, right?
Okay.
So my mom was walking in the kitchen. You know, my house hasn't changed much. It's the same place. My mom's walking around the kitchen. This is, like, when we first moved into our house. My mom walked in the kitchen. She's like, oh, the kitchen, blah, blah, blah. Oh, there's Michael sleeping on the couch. My dad, guys, his name's Michael. And so then she's walking. And she goes in the bathroom, right? Me and Summer are taking a bath, dude, butt naked. I'm like 8 years old. And my mom's like, Tyler, can you get out and wash your hair? And I get out and, like, it's just flopping around. And I'm like pouring water on my hair. And Summer's like, yeah! And my wiener's just doing a dance, you know? And I'm like, dude, this is not.
You're doing the helicopter with
dude, it was like picking up the rubber ducky, and I was like, what the heck? That's why I learned how to do that. But,
what are you doing?
What are you doing, boy?
No,
seriously, that's crazy stuff, though, but, you know, whatever. Do you have any crazy childhood stories? Because, like, I really don't know that much about your childhood, honestly. Like,
I don't have one, bro. I just came to this earth on 8th grade, pretty much.
Dude,
let me
no
see.
Wonder.
Crazy childhood moment.
Childhood moment, man. Mine was like taking naked baths with my sister, so I was like 14.
I almost died.
You almost died?
Yeah.
How?
I was like freaking like 4 or 5 years old, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm chilling like a villain, you know, because I'm still a pit, but I'm fresh to death when I was 4.
Yeah, 4. You were like sipping the iced tea, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so we had a pool in our backyard, right?
Uh-huh. And you drowned. I'm just kidding.
No, come on, man. So, okay, I'm riding my trike, my tricycle, you know, because I was a big boy.
Yeah,
I was on. It was okay. It was a bike, but it had training wheels on it. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm riding around, right outside the pool.
Yeah.
In the back, my my brother, he's probably like 14 or something. You know, probably you know 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the phone talking to the ladies, right? So I'm chilling. I don't know how to swim. Put that real quick.
Yeah.
I make a sharp turn. Whoop! Really, really slowly, like super slow. Just, ah! I just fall right into the pool. Yeah. The deep end, too, right?
Oh my
I don't know
goodness.
How to swim, right?
Yeah.
So, my brother's far away, but not that far. He hears splashing.
Uh-huh.
Drops the phone, like I'm. It's like it's a splash status. Drops the phone.
Uh-huh.
The phone doesn't even hit the ground.
Yeah.
And he's already, like, halfway there.
Uh-huh.
Sprinting. There's, like, one of those, Larry the Lobster dives into the pool, right?
Uh-huh.
It just freaking saved me. Has to give me that little CPR.
Ooh, nice.
Popping up bubbles and guts, you know?
Dude, but at least you're alive, you know? Because I would have never met you, man. That would have been, been a tragedy, you know?
And this would have never happened.
This would have never happened. It's an amazing show that... Gosh, it brings in so many fans.
It's all right, guys. It's not even that good.
Yeah, no, but it's just good, guys. I have a kind of story. Like, it's kind of vague in my memory, you know? Like, I can't remember that good.
Okay.
I was 6 years old, right?
Yeah.
And I ran away from home. So,
you're six?
Hey, just go along with this.
You said you're six?
Yeah, I'm 6 years old and I ran away from home, right?
All right.
And so I have one of those, you know, those sticks and, like, you know how they have, like, the little bags on their shoulder?
Like a hobo bag, right?
Yeah, I had a hobo bag, and I was carrying it. It was a red polka-dotted hobo bag. And so I'm walking the street. I didn't have shoes on because I was a little kid, and my feet were all crusty. And I was just walking. And you know how you walk for a while, and the bottom of your feet get black, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, like, my ankles all the way down were black. And so I'm walking. I look like a little, like, I have polio or something. And so I'm walking, and this old lady picks me up in her truck, right?
Okay.
Right?
I like your style.
Right. No, wait, hold on. It's one of those, you know, those, like, 16-wheelers, you know?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm sitting there with her.
It's not an 18-wheeler, it's a 16.
No, it's 16. She's missing two wheels. I was like, it's kind of weird, you know? I thought about this when I was six. I was like, that's weird. It's not an 18-wheeler. So I jump in. She helps me up because I'm really small.
Yeah.
She pulls me in the truck, and we're just sitting there talking about life, and I was like, you know, I'm trying to find a new place, man. My house ain't doing it anymore. She's like, yeah, I feel you. And then, so we stop at this gas station, right? So she can drop me off.
Uh-huh.
And then she looks at me, and she's like, tell the boys in there. Large monster. Dude, her face transforms.
To the
large Dude.
Let me see if I can fill out the rest of your story. Just because we're so close, let me see.
Dude, it's the craziest story of my life, but go ahead, finish my story.
Did you go into, like, I don't know, you probably walked into, like, a restaurant or something, right?
Yeah.
And then you looked, and everybody's just dogging you, like, who's this little white man?
Yeah, he's like 6 years old, what's he doing
here? Yeah, El Diablo Blanco.
Yeah, exactly,
right?
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you want here? And then you're like, Large Marge sent me. And then
they're like,
out,
Large Marge! And I'm like, these guys are weird. So I sit at the table, I'm going to pick it up right here. I sit at the table, right? And, you know, I order my coffee and my smokes. And
okay.
she comes and brings it to me, and I light it up, drink my coffee, and I'm like, this is good, you know, I needed this. And I look in the back, no lie, on my mama. Dude, the grave of Large Marge was in the back. And I was just flabbergasted. I was like, you know what, I need to go home. This is too much for me. So I went home, and yeah, I haven't ran away since. But that's my story on that, guys, because that's
true. Okay. I like your style, and I've seen you on the dance floor before.
You've seen me on the dance
floor? And I like your moves.
Thank you. I mean,
you know, you inspire me, and I'm not easily inspired.
Yeah.
But I'm easily inspired, you know?
Yeah, totally. I need to ask you an honest question.
Okay.
Viewers and listeners, you guys can't see this. You guys can't hear this. You can hear it. But you can't see this. Tetra, this is me being serious. I've been working out a lot, you know, because, like, this summer we're taking the show to Hawaii, you know? And like,
yeah, yeah.
From June 2nd to June 22nd, whenever, guys. We're going to be in Hawaii, so all the listeners out there in Hawaii, we're going to be there. So check us out, man, when we're there. Anyway,
okay.
I've been working out, you know, because I need that beach body, you know. I can't just, like...
Yeah, I feel you.
But I'm being... Be honest with me right now, dude. Completely honest. I'm standing up right now. How's my body look? Like, seriously, come on.
Let me... Hold on. You're pretty much working it right now, Doc.
I'm working it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't... I should call you... Dr. Sexy.
Oh,
instead of
okay.
Dr. Bones.
Dr. Sexy? You really gonna go with that?
No.
Dr. Sexy, all right? Bring the session back. Yeah. I'll take whatever you get me, man. But you want to call me doctor.
Good stuff, doctor.
But what's good about it? Like, be honest with me, dude, because I'm like, I'm trying to.
No homo. Let me just. Hold on.
Like,
let me
homo,
show you.
I mean, no homo right now. Just give
let me show
me
your abs real quick.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Ooh. Look at those.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, let me. Hey.
All right. Hey. Hey, I'm going to take this from the old Tetra Blas. Looking. Well, Costia.
You
got
to pay to look at this body.
It's something like that. I don't know. I don't know how your little tails go, but it's something like that.
Hey, Doc, you're pretty much working it right now, man.
Well, thanks, man. I really appreciate
and
it.
Just, hey, put your pants back on. You don't get to go out. What are you doing?
I just need an honest opinion, you know, because, you know, we're going to be taking to Hawaii and stuff, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, man. I really appreciate it. No joke.
Hey, yeah, I know, man. That's what I do. You know what I'm saying?
All day. Attention, do you have any more stories?
Okay,
good,
so let me see. So this is one time, right?
Yeah.
I was going to get in a fight.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, heck no.
So this guy, he comes at me, right?
Yeah.
And before he fights me, I want to give him my life story, you know?
Yeah.
Just to let him know where I'm coming from.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So I look at him right in the eyes.
Yeah.
And I think he knows that I've been to jail before.
Ooh, uh-huh.
Okay? So I look at him, and I was like, what's up, bro?
Wait, what
are you doing?
How old were you?
I was, like, freaking 6.
Oh, just like me when I met Large Marge.
Yeah, okay?
Yeah.
I look at him right in the eyes. I was like, what's up, bro? What are you doing? Real niggas, on the street, all day, one bed. One pillow, no pillowcase, by myself,
ooh,
born
okay.
and raised,
okay.
on the streets. And then I got beat up.
And that's all she was.
I wasn't even finished, and he came at me with the freaking haymaker to the noggin.
Dude, that's cold-blooded. That's what happened?
Yeah, and that's how I grew those extra 4 feet. Like, you know?
Dude, that's cool, though, you know? Like, the Large Marge thing, like, I'm being completely honest with you guys. That scared me. No, that didn't really happen, guys. But you guys, check out Pee Wee Herman movie. Oh, my goodness. I'm not even kidding. That scene in that movie, when I was little, dude, it scared me so bad. Like,
yeah, Pee Wee Herman is just really crazy. Like, the clown in that movie.
Pee Wee Herman's crazy. Like, there's this one part in the movie, guys, where he's, like, he's walking down the street, and, like, these thugs are about to, like, stab him for his money. And then he's all, he just looks at him and screams. This is weird, man.
Hey, doctor.
What's up, man?
So, okay, what do we have? Do we have anything planned for Wednesday?
Next Wednesday?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't plan that far ahead, man.
Deuces.
See ya. No, but I do know that 2 weeks from yesterday, that's when we're going to start having
our
Wednesdays, man, with all the Bad Rabbits is first, and then Lion Eyes, and then Agrolites, and then, dude, I can't even think of all the bands we're going to be on. Gym Class Heroes.
Whoa.
Bands, man.
It's a plethora.
A plethora from April 20th to August 7th. Guys, every Wednesday we're going to be having bands on, you know? It's going to be tight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what I like to hear, doctor.
All day, man. Jim's working it for us right now, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I like his style.
I like his style, I like his moves, I like his toned butt, you know?
Like, it's hard.
Dude, it is. It's kind of sexy.
I like it.
You
so,
know, like my butt, dude, like, no homo. It's like, it's not too hard, but it's not too soft, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, man. When I get the flex on, it's like steel.
Dude, my butt's not even like that. Like, I can drop it to the floor. You know that song, Drop It Low? Drop it low. Dude, I drop it, and my butt will smack the ground. And I'll still be standing up.
Standing straight up.
My butt will be slapping the ground, you know? Like, I have the ability to do that. My butt's like Laffy Taffy. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, I got to be like, regularly, if I don't flex, it's regular, you know? It's not even a big
totally.
Deal. I feel like you can bounce quarters off that baby and catch you right in the mouth.
I wish I could do this. See, I can't do that. I can flex it, but, like, I don't know. Like, it makes a smiley face when I do that, so I don't like doing that, you know?
Yeah, you know, you in the gym doing the curls for girls, you know? You're doing those squats for twats,
exactly.
As I say.
Guys, let me give you a good workout. This is what I do. I'm going to give you guys a little tip. You ready?
Okay.
Pull out plenty of notebooks. Every night before I go to sleep, this is no joke. You guys know those, like, pull-up bars, you know?
Yeah, okay, no joke. Pull-up bars.
I have that in my... There's this thing called... Hold on a second. Where's it at? I use Gold's Gym. That's the workout stuff. I use Gold's Gym. Anyway, guys, there's this thing for like $20. This is like some healthy tips for you guys out there. Don't be fat. There's this... There's this, like, pull-up bar. Put it... It goes in your door. You know, like, you open your door? You know?
No.
I don't open my door.
Doors? What are your doors?
Like, in the top of your door. You know, like, the door hedge thing? Like, on top?
Okay.
You stick
it's on
it
top of door, no joke.
Yeah, no joke. You stick it up there, and it'll stay there, you know? Like, it'll
stick
it'll,
up.
It'll grasp
it'll
on
stay.
There. Okay, so I stick that on there every night, right? Every night you stick it up.
I stick it up.
No joke.
Every night it sticks up.
Okay.
So I like, this is no joke, guys. You got to be kind of flexible. Jump up on the bar with your legs and do sit-ups upside down. Dude, it's like it's the best thing you can ever do with yourself. I'm telling you.
To clarify this, here's what I have going down. Every night, no joke, stick it up, hop on it, put your legs on top of it. That's what I got from what you're saying. I don't know what anybody else got. Is that my flag?
Repeat it to me one more time.
Okay, every night, no joke, in parentheses, no joke, underline, right? Stick it up, hop on it, put your legs around it. No joke, real niggas.
I don't remember saying real niggas, but, you know.
Can we get in trouble for that?
I don't know, but I don't remember saying that ever.
What? Okay, we will replay this after we're done.
I don't know.
And legitimately, you said that.
I don't know. I said it on the show?
You just said that right now. Oh, not real nigga. That's me, bro.
Bro, I don't know. I don't know what's happening right now, guys. Tonight was just like a show. We just wanted to let you guys know what's happening. I mean, the Maryvale Dance Company, was it? No, performance, there you go. I couldn't even think of the words, man. My shirt, I need to put my shirt back on.
That's cool.
I looked down at my body and I just like, I started getting all these weird thoughts in my head. Yeah.
Totally. What else? Let me see real quick. Probably Monday, we're going to have an interview because
dude,
I got to go to your prom.
Yeah, we have an interview with Dr. Trevelyan. If you guys at Maryvale listening right now, you guys know how crazy she is. Me and Tetra have to have an interview. And Melissa gave me a good idea for this. We're going to go in as lovers. Like, I'm going to legitly be like, this is my boyfriend, you know? And like, because like, she's going to be like, why do you want to come to our prom? And I'll be like, I love him. And then she's going to be like, okay, all right, you know?
Yeah, hey, doctor, if I get a little frisky, you know, it's all homo.
Exactly. Unless my yeah, that can't happen. But that can't happen. There's a lot of problems with that. But seriously, we got to do that. And then next week, Saturday, guys, all you Maryvale students listening, prom. Oh, my goodness.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is, I think.
It's next Saturday?
It's next Saturday.
Swear.
It's
dude.
It's coming up so fast, man.
Oh, my God. I have so much stuff to do.
You have to do your hair. You got to shave your butt, you know.
Yeah.
Nah, you don't got to do that. But well, hold on a second. All you guys going to prom, like Maryvale students, me and Tetra are going to tear it up. Like, we're going to tear it up on the dance floor. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm not even going to go. That's how good it's going to be.
It's going to be so good. You're not even going to see them. Nah, but it's going to be good, guys. We're going to tear it up. I mean, there's going to be this one dance move where, like, I'm standing on Tetra's shoulders, and then I drop, and he doesn't catch me. And my head bashes in the floor, and there's just blood all over the floor. And then when everybody's like, oh, my God, I get up, and I'm like, oh, it's just Kool-Aid. But really, I died that same night because I really did bash my head in.
Okay, so doctor's going to jump, hit his head on the floor, right?
Yeah.
And the guy's going to be like, what the heck? He's going to hop back up. It's really going to be me, mind freak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
everyone knows.
Like, oh, he's so good. Everybody's in class, and he's like, man, I can't smell my blood, though, you know?
Yeah, and I'm really going to have a tumor, you know, in my head.
That's pretty sad. That's not going to happen. I'm going to live to be 112. I don't know about you. How are you going to live to be?
Like 18?
18?
That's like next week.
Dude, you got 9 days. Or 7 days, my bad. Isn't your birthday in 7 days, dude?
What's today?
Oh, 10 days, my bad. Today's the 7th, a great day. April 7th, 2011. Beautiful day. I love this day. But
yeah, 10 days.
10 days, April 17th, man. That's your big day, you know?
I try, you know? I mean,
ready for it?
Nope.
Dude, I'm sure the doctor on the Tetra show, shut up. We have this huge party planned for you, man. It's going to be great. There's going to be a pinata shaped as me. And when you
hit,
I'm going to be inside. When all the paper mache comes out, you're just hitting me, you know?
You're dead.
And then every time you hit me, I'm going to spit a piece of candy out of my mouth.
It's a tooth?
Yeah, it's going to happen. Jessica, she's going to be stripping.
Okay. I'd rather Mickey, you know, but whatever.
Mickey, that's right, because, he has plastic surgery. He has his wiener removed.
He has a wiener removed?
Seriously, guys, today was super fun. I love this. I love just, like, letting you guys, like, know some stuff, you know?
Yeah, like, I'm just so, like, we're so chill. Like, we're chill anyway, but, like, you know, it's just...
I love tonight.
No pressure.
Like, I love April 7th. It's just a great day, you know?
Yeah.
It's April 7th, 2011, you know? It's just great, perfect day.
I love it. This is Dr. Bones.
It is your boy, Tetra B Live. Tune in next Wednesday, 9:30. Same thing. Yes.
Exactly. Love you guys.
Deuces.